We were brought into the country by a smuggler's ring, and we were following a well-known smuggler's route. And after being into Syria for an hour, we kind of were handed into a jihadist movement. We're camping at the very border.
So the people who were smuggling you into Syria accidentally brought you to this camp of jihadists. Who were the jihadists? Were they actually any Syrians?
The majority of them were foreign.
Where were they from?
They were from Africa, from Pakistan, Bangladesh, some guys from the UK.
Did you instantly know you were in the wrong place, that these guys were jihadists?
Yeah, we immediately knew we were in the wrong place. We saw them, and they looked really jihadist as well, wearing a long beard, immediately talking religious. They were jihadists.
And what did they think you were spies?
They immediately started accusing us of being CIA. Well, we said we were journalists, and they said like we were suspicious looking. Yeah, we looked military in their eyes.
At some point, you tried to escape. Did you just think you just had to get out of there?
Yeah, in a very early stage of our imprisonment, we tried to escape because things were spiraling down. We thought that they weren't treating us as nice. We knew they knew we were journalists, and still they were keeping us. So we thought the ransom option was coming into perspective. We also were afraid that they might hand us over to another Islamic group. So we thought like we better take our fate into our own hands. And so at the second day of our captivity, we made a run for it.
I understand you got about a mile away, but they caught you and they shot you.
Yeah. We thought it was, the camp was quite desolated at the time we did it, but we hadn't seen a couple of guys unloading trucks, and they saw us, and then immediately we got caught in a crossfire, and then they chased us down the valley, and after 1.5 mile they succeeded in shooting me, and then 5 minutes later they got hold of John, shot him as well.
Where were you shot?
I was shot in the thigh, and John was shot in his arm, miraculously only in the thigh and only in your arm, because I mean they must have been shooting at least 20-30 bullets at every single one of us.
You could have easily been killed.
Yeah, at that point I thought I would be killed, yeah, definitely.
Were they Al-Qaeda?
We actually discussed it with them. We said like, well, what faction are you guys? And they said like, well, can't say too much about it, but we're not Qaeda, although we know they're down the road.
They said that Al-Qaeda's down the road, because there are increasing reports about Al-Qaeda a growing influence or growing presence, or jihadist, certainly foreign fighter presence among the opposition. You were finally freed, though, by people in soldiers' uniforms or outfits. Who freed you?
I think it must have been a Free Syrian Army group. Like four or five of those guys, they came into the camp demanding to see us. When they actually saw us, they were outraged, and then took one of our guards, they threatened him at gunpoint, took him along and took us along, blindfolded and handcuffed, and directed us into their car. And we hit off, shooting in the air and leaving those jihadis behind. Very brazen action, I have to say.